Hello and welcome to The Family Fix. I'm your host, Shannon I Can Lady Battle. Welcome to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Well, today I am excited that you have joined me. I hope that your day has started well, whether you're starting your day or ending your day. I hope that your focus has been brought into alignment and that we've been growing through this process as you've been listening to these episodes. When I was doing the 21-day business detox and coming up with the concept, I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be a lot of commitment for me on my part, because I like to do things. I like to do them in a hit and run. I don't like to stay in something too long, unless it's a marriage, because I've been married over 25 years. And yeah, even through the ups, downs, all of that good stuff, I'm designed to be married. So that is always going to be a long-term equation for me. And then also, when you're a parent, even when the kids grow up, you just have grown adults that you still parent. So some things and cycles in life never stop, but there are certain cycles that I really feel that we need to bring to a conclusion, and it's time for it to end. I mean, you're listening now, you're probably thinking like, yeah, there's some things now I need to go ahead and put a period on. I need for this to have a final conclusion so that I can see what's right before me. I can go ahead and walk into what's next. Oftentimes, we cannot move forward productively because we're always still holding on to the thing that's weighing us down. And if you've been doing and practicing the quads with me, looking at your professional life, your personal life, your spiritual life, your finances, your community, those things, if you've been looking at where you are positioned in each area, you should by now know where it is that you are and where it is that you want to be. Remember, a lot of this is just making the choice and deciding to let go. It's really hard to move forward if you're still letting go to something that keeps pulling you back. I remember having a conversation with someone, and they just could not find their motivation to just make a decision to move their life in a different direction. They were trying to decide, you know, if they would make a decision to move away for a job. And the problem was they were anchored to situations, relationships, that prevented them from making that decision. However, when they began to examine the results over the course of time, and I just posed a couple of questions, they recognized that, okay, well, I'm nowhere where I want to be, and this has not brought satisfying, fulfilling long-term outcomes in my life. We're so used to being a microwave society that we don't know what it's like to be fully satisfied. I mean, if we want something, even an email or fax, we're tripping if that email is not coming through within seconds. Send it again, I didn't get it. Whereas, you know, older people, we judge them because they're more chill. They know how to relax. They know how to be patient because they used to have to wait for analog faxes and phone dial faxes to come through and mail to come through with answers to questions and situations, because that's just the way the system was. But now in this generation, it's like, okay, I want it, I see it, I go get it. And if I'm not happy with it, then I'm done with it and move on to the next. But for some people, as you begin to mature in life and you begin to determine, okay, what is it that I really want with my life? You recognize that that just doesn't cut it. You know, life isn't just a cookie cutter approach. You are going to have some areas where some cookies just ain't gonna cut. And if they ain't cutting, you're gonna have to make you a new batch. So for today, I want you, if you've been practicing, and remember, these are all recorded, so you can always go back and you can check to see, you know, where you are if you have not been consistent with your detox. But today's idea is to examine your quads and pick the one that really that you're just having a difficult time with, you know, or you can pick one that's fairly easy. But I challenge you to really exercise your mental muscle, because that's the only way it's going to get strong. It's the only way you're going to be able to build the capacity to be able to make more productive decisions, is to identify where you are counterproductive. So we want to look at counterproductive behaviors. Counterproductive behaviors aren't the behaviors I'm talking about where you've made a mistake and you're dealing with consequences. I'm talking about the behaviors that are a result of consistent choices that haven't been productive in your life, period. It's not a lengthy Merriam dictionary definition, but it's just exactly as it says, counterproductive. It's going the opposite way. You're doing something and it's just not making sense. You're investing in something and it's not getting you the money. You are in a relationship and you're just not fulfilled. You have been in a relationship for 3 years, 4 years. Have y'all even bought a house? Have you all been able to grow your money together? Have you've been able to pursue individual dreams? Or, you know, do you just have a person that's occupying space, but then draining you mentally as well? Okay, yeah, you may get the physical part. It feels good not to be lonely at night. But what would happen if you made the decision to love yourself, be by yourself, and see how far you can take yourself if you chose to let that relationship go? Those are the things that you need to begin to examine as you're looking into your quads. If relationships are an area that just don't work effectively for you, but yet you desire them, you have to look at yourself. It's not the person. That person is going to lay around. They're not going to go anywhere. And I don't care how many gestures you make, how many threats you make, that if they don't get the stuff together, that you're going to put them out. You're not going to be with them anymore. Let me say it in my southern turn. They ain't going nowhere. Because, you know, when a person is comfortable, when you make their life more productive, why should they leave? And just because it works for someone that you're with doesn't mean that it works for you. Think about, you know, just even growing up and your friends in high school. Although, you know, y'all probably ran hard together, did everything together, there were just some things that they did that you just didn't get down with. I know for me, I ran with a pretty tough crew growing up. And I love to be in the action of something. I hated being bored. And my friends, they were down for whatever. I mean, we would be in some of the places that if I ever caught my child, I would probably catch a charge, because I would be fighting my way in and breaking their necks coming out, because they ain't got no business being there. And I'm like, when I think about some of the things now as an adult, like what I did as a kid, I'm like, did I do that? Because when you're trying to examine what your kids' consequences should be when they're doing certain things, you know, you ask yourself, you know, trying to reflect back, but you forget those things, because those are things that you really choose not to remember. But although I was with them and running with them, I recognized that, you know what, this is not what I want to do. You know, I wanted to graduate high school. Some of them were dropping out and they weren't, you know, doing what they were supposed to. And no, a lot of times I didn't make it to class. I missed more days than I was actually present. But I made sure I turned in my assignments and I did my tests and I passed my test, because school was the one thing that I knew I had going for me. So I didn't allow the immature thinking and behavior of my group to totally influence the course that I was going in life, because I knew that if I was going to be successful, that my success was linked to going to school. So you think about it in terms of what are you connected to that brings vitality? If, you know, you're connected to something, you know, you're a branch of something and you're connected to its trunk, are you producing fruit? You know, if we ride around, we look at trees, we see some beautiful trees, but when a tree is all decayed and the branches are breaking and, you know, there's nothing that's producing from it, there's nothing attractive about that tree. It begins to grow roots and tear up your foundation to your home and your driveways. It just goes everywhere. And it's hard to, you know, that tree still likely isn't going anywhere unless a tornado knocks it down or someone cuts it. So you have to look at, okay, well, am I in a position, do I have to wait for a whirlwind tornado to break me off from this relationship, to break me off from this way of thinking, or do I just go ahead and cut it myself? And sometimes we're in situations where we just have to identify, look, I'm just too weak to deal with this. And you have to surrender in your spiritual quad and you have to go to God and you have to say, you know what, God, you know I'm carrying something that is just beyond what my capacity and ability right now is to let it go. I need you to strengthen me. Remember, all of this, the theme of the detox is to be strong, to be courageous. So this may be an area that you need to develop because you recognize I'm not producing any fruit in this. The other person may be doing well, but I'm not. This is not where I want to be. This is not where I see my life. So when you want to know if something is good for you, you have to be able to measure, you know, how well things are doing and how it's going. Like I said earlier, if you've been in this relationship 3 or 4 years and you all have nothing together, you may just have problems together or you may have debt together. And just because you have a debt, you know, you have a car, if you're struggling to work just to pay a car note that you all, that the other person decided to get and brought it into the relationship, then you're cornered in. You're not going to be able to grow. You're always going to be trying to make a way to make the car payment instead of find a way to invest in yourself so that car payments don't become an issue for you. And then you want to look at how you think about the situation. What am I doing that makes me overgeneralize possibly? Am I thinking too much? Am I exaggerating, you know, in this thought process? Or even am I minimizing it? Am I saying, oh, it's going to get better? Oh, they're getting their life together. Oh, they're trying to get all their back child support paid. Oh, you know, they're trying to go back to school, but they just haven't been able to pay back all of the loans, and so they can't get back in school. You know, it's always, you know, you got to think about, you know, the words that you're using. Is it, you know, are they always doing this? Is it all the time? You know, that's an overgeneralized way of thinking. But then you got to be looking like, okay, am I a minimalist too? So how do you overcome, you know, counterproductive? Again, the counterproductive behaviors, again, it all starts in how you think about your situation. Look at your quads. What do you really think about it? If that's happening, are you happy with how that the results are? If that lets you know that this is okay, that you've passed this class, I mean, look at it as a class. Am I passing this? Am I going to be able to move on to the next grade with this person? If you're not, then it's time to bounce, you know. So you recognize the areas where you're experiencing these disruptions in your life. You know, is it in your relationships? And if it's in my relationship, what about it that keeps me here? Because not all of it is bad, but there's enough disruption in it that I can't see, you know, there's enough disruption that could cause me to go ahead and make another decision to cut it off. But I'm seeing the other things that, you know, bring me like some esteem about myself because this person makes me feel good and doesn't push me. And I can be okay with being just stagnant and not being an overachiever. And, you know, they'll accept me exactly as I am because you lack confidence. So that person reinforces your lack of confidence and you're afraid to leave because if anything happens that is, you know, pushing you to do more, then you're not, you know, it's going to challenge that mental muscle that we've been talking about. And so you find yourself staying, and you need to determine what causes you to have a negative relationship with the behavior in the behavior in the first place. Why do I always have the tendency to attract the very thing that I don't want, or the very thing that I don't need? You know, when I avoid, you know, these type of people, I probably feel some type of way, you know, but then I feel like there's something yearning and calling me back. Or you're defensive, you know, when it comes to someone else trying to advise you about what to do in that relationship. You know, a lot of times we're in things that we can really, we're not glued to it, but mentally we're magnetized to it. And you have to find something else to draw your attraction, if that's what you are, is a magnet. Attract to something that gives you positive energy. So what I want us to be able to do in today's episode is really, on your detox, look at your quads again. And with everything that we've done, you are going to identify what your counterproductive behaviors are. If you are buying stuff, and you buy a lot of stuff, and you do a lot of shopping, and it's hurting you, it's not hurting you financially, but it doesn't allow you to put more money in other places where you can have more freedom with your money, then you need to ask yourself, why do I keep buying stuff that I don't need, and investing in things that really, okay, it only gives temporary pleasure. Right now we're in a crisis situation. So if we are in this crisis situation, why do you need to dress up? Most people are working from home, and most people who are coming to work, you know, they're just showing up, and you have to social distance anyways. So why do you need to pay $400 for a pair of jeans? Why do you need to pay, you know, $1,200 for a purse? Who's going to see it anyways? But you've conditioned yourself so long into having these things that don't bring you value, that you think that that's a part of, you know, the part of you that makes your esteem greater. So we don't want to go from one counterproductive behavior to another counterproductive behavior. When you're magnetizing with that thing that stretches you, that builds your muscle and helps you to increase your capacity for growth. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I thank you for those who have tuned in. I ask that you continue to share this broadcast. We are growing, and we are growing pretty swiftly. I'm lets me know that you all are satisfied with the content, because like I say all the time, I put my heart into this and I love talking. When my voice goes, I get so discouraged. It hurts my heart, because I'm like, if I can't talk, how can I do what I do? You know, so I want y'all just, you know, keep praying my voice, you know, stay strong, because I don't know what's been happening lately. But nevertheless, we're here together, and I'm glad that you've taken this time. So remember, let your day just be strategic. Focus where you want to go. Have an aim, have a target, and you shoot to get there. And if the target misses, guess what? You get to grab that arrow and you get to try it again. So keep trying until you get to where you are. I'm rooting you on. I believe in you. I have the faith that you are going to see your greatest life now. Not when you get old, not always wishing about it and liking everyone else's posts, but guess what? You're going to have a post that, you know, is going to get likes. And even if it doesn't get a lot of likes, you're going to still be satisfied, because guess what? It falls right into your area of growth. So remember, always just stay focused with what you're doing, gain clarity before you make a decision, and have peace when you make that decision. Thank you for tuning in. And again, if you have any questions and you just want to continue to chill and vibe with me, go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com. Remember, caring is sharing. You all have a great evening. And until we talk again, remember, find your guiding light.